Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, we love digging into the latest and greatest in the world of AI, and well, today we're in for a real treat.
Oh yeah, buckle up.
We're talking about September 23rd, 2024.
Big day. Huge day for AI.
It really was. I mean,
yeah.
This was the day that felt like it had it all. Secret devices in development, nuclear power plants fueling data centers, even video games you can create just by describing them.
Like something straight out of science fiction, right? But that was the amazing thing. It was real, all of it. September 23rd was like the day AI went from a promising future to a mind-blowing reality.
And we're going to break it all down for you. But first, we got to start with a headline that practically shook the internet to its core, right? When Sam Altman, Joni Ives, and Laureen Powell Jobs announced they were joining forces. We're talking about the former head of OpenAI, the design genius behind the iPhone.
If anyone knows design, it's Joni Ives.
And one of the most influential philanthropists and investors in tech today.
I mean, talk about a power trio, right? But it's easy to get caught up in the star power here, you know what I mean? The real story is what this says about where AI is headed.
So break it down for us. What's the big deal about this dream team?
Think about it. You've got Altman, who lives and breathes the potential of AI. You've got Ive, who can make even the most complex technology feel simple, intuitive, even beautiful.
His designs are legendary for a reason, right?
Exactly. And then you've got Powell Jobs, with her incredible track record of spotting game-changing ideas and turning them into impactful ventures. This isn't just about building a cool gadget. This is about shaping the future of how we interact with technology.
And they weren't shy about their ambitions either. I mean, the article we read said they were raising up to $1 billion for this project, and that their goal was to create something less socially disruptive than the smartphone.
Yeah, that's a bold statement, especially in a world where it feels like we're constantly glued to our devices. I mean, what does that even look like? Technology that somehow helps us connect with the world in a more meaningful way, that actually enhances our lives instead of just demanding our attention. It's a tall order, no doubt.
So you're saying this new device, whatever it turns out to be, it has to tackle some pretty big questions about our relationship with technology, right?
Absolutely. This isn't just about building a better smartphone. It's about rethinking the very nature of how we interact with the digital world.
And with $1 billion on the line, I have a feeling they're going to try their best to deliver something truly revolutionary. Speaking of big players and even bigger ambitions, can we talk about Microsoft for a second?
What? Are we talking about their new operating system, their cloud gaming platform? Because let's be real, Microsoft always has something cooking.
Oh, this is bigger than that.
Yeah.
This is about Microsoft making a massive bet on the future of AI. And the future, my friend, runs on nuclear power.
Hold on. Did Microsoft go full Back to the Future on this? Are they building a time-traveling DeLorean powered by AI?
Not quite. Although, wouldn't that be something? But seriously, Microsoft just signed a major deal to power their data centers with a nuclear power plant. We're talking about a level of energy consumption that most people can't even fathom. And remember, those data centers, they're the backbone of everything AI.
It's like trying to run a marathon on a granola bar. You're going to need a lot more fuel to go the distance. But nuclear power, that's a pretty bold move for a tech company. I mean, wasn't Bill Gates just talking about investing in new nuclear reactor designs?
He was. It seems like some of the biggest names in tech are looking at nuclear energy as a potential solution to AI's insatiable appetite for power. And get this, it wasn't just Microsoft making waves in the AI world that day. Remember that "What Else is Happening" section we flagged?
Oh, yeah. September 23rd was like a greatest hits compilation of AI news.
Seriously, it's like everyone decided to save their biggest AI announcements for this one specific day.
It's like they coordinated or something.
Right. So let's talk about a company that's taking a stand against AI's insatiable appetite for data, Cloudflare.
Cloudflare, the internet security company. What do they have to do with AI?
Well, they're kind of like the guardians of the internet, right? They protect websites from all sorts of nasty stuff. And they announced that they're going to start charging AI bots for scraping data from websites.
Interesting. So instead of blocking the bots altogether, they're making them pay for the data they consume.
Exactly. Because think about it. These AI models, they need massive amounts of data to learn and improve. But what about the website owners who are footing the bill for all that data scraping?
Yeah, I can see how that would be a problem, especially for smaller websites with a limited bandwidth. It's a really interesting debate about data ownership and access in the age of AI.
It really is. And speaking of pushing the boundaries of AI, Did you see what Disney is up to?
Oh, you mean the whole robots learning to dance thing?
That's the one. It's like something out of a movie. They've got these AI algorithms that can teach robots complex movements just by observing random data.
It's amazing how quickly things are advancing, right? No more painstakingly programming every little movement. It's like watching a kid learn how to dance by mimicking their favorite music video.
Exactly. Imagine the possibilities. Robots that can assist with delicate surgeries, explore hazardous environments, even perform on stage.
Or star in the next Disney blockbuster. Okay, but while Disney's focused on the physical world, Google is busy making AI that can think more like us. Remember that new AI model they announced? The one that excels at long context reasoning.
Ah, yes. No more AI that forgets what we were talking about 2 sentences ago.
Exactly. This is AI that can actually follow a complex storyline, understand the nuances of a conversation, even grasp the themes of a book.
It's a huge step towards AI that can truly understand and engage with the world in a way that feels much more human.
Agreed. And here's another sign that the AI revolution is going global. Middle Eastern investment funds are pouring billions of dollars into AI startups.
Billions. Wow. That's a clear sign that this isn't just a Silicon Valley phenomenon anymore.
Right. AI innovation is happening all over the world, and it's happening fast.
It's like a global race to unlock the full potential of AI.
And on September 23rd, it felt like that race kicked into high gear.
It really did. I mean, we covered a lot of ground today, but that just scratches the surface of everything that was announced on September 23rd.
It was a truly remarkable day for AI, and honestly, I think it's just a taste of what's to come.
You know what's funny to me about all this? It's like we talk about AI like it's this big abstract thing.
Right, like it's out there in the ether somewhere.
Exactly. But AI is already changing the way we do things on a much smaller scale, too. I mean, there are AI tools being developed right now that can help us with everyday tasks, creative projects, all sorts of stuff.
It's true, and that's what gets me excited. It's not just about the big players anymore. AI is becoming increasingly accessible to everyone.
And that's what we wanted to highlight today, because there were a couple of tools that really caught our eye. Like, remember that video editing tool we talked about?
Oh, yeah, scenery.
That's the
Yeah.
one. Imagine this. You just shot an amazing video on your phone. Could be anything, right? A travel vlog, a music video, you name it. But it needs a little something extra. You know, like professional level editing?
Which, let's be honest, can cost a fortune.
Exactly. But with scenery, you don't need to be a video editing wizard or to shell out tons of cash. This AI can help you refine your cuts, add transitions, even color grade your footage, all automatically.
Talk about a game changer, right? Suddenly, anyone can create professional-looking videos.
That's the beauty of it. And then there's Epsilla. Remember that one? The AI tool that lets you build your own apps.
No coding required. Just tell it what you want to create. It's kind of mind-blowing when you really think about it.
It is like, what problem do you want to solve? Maybe you need an app to help you manage your schedule or analyze data for your business, or hey, maybe you just want to make a really cool game. With Epsilla, you don't need to know a thing about coding to make it happen.
This is what I'm talking about. It's like AI is democratizing creativity and innovation.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay.
As we wrap up our deep dive into the wild world of AI on September 23rd, 2024, I think the biggest takeaway here is that AI isn't just some far-off futuristic fantasy anymore.
It's here. It's happening now. And honestly, it's only going to get more exciting from here.
And who knows what incredible AI-powered future awaits us? One thing's for sure, we'll be here to break it all down for you right here on the Deep Dive.
Until next time.